We are now joined in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership because we've got holiday stuff coming up. Beginning, actually, it's already begun,
already begun.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was very nice. Thank you for asking.
I'm starting to get into the Southern habit of saying Thanksgiving instead of Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you go. I got in the car. My boyfriend and I got in the car and drove up north to Michigan to visit family. And there's that line somewhere in Ohio where soda becomes pop and Thanksgiving becomes Thanksgiving, and you really need to change your whole worldview over that.
It's kind of
funny.
I did not even realize that.
We hit the giving instead of the thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
So very cool. So holiday stuff going on downtown.
Yes, it has already started.
It has already begun,
and it's great. We had the tree lighting ceremony this past weekend.
Yes.
And we are just barreling into it now. I think all of the information that we have about all of the events and activities and for the holidays is on our website, downtownchapelhill.com. So mm-hmm. Everything I'm about to say is already there. I think one of the biggest things that's exciting for some merchants and a lot of folks that like to shop local and shop downtown and enjoy downtown during the holiday season is that we have holiday parking promotions that go on through the month of December.
Free Saturday.
That's right. Yep. On Saturday, parking is free at all the on-street spots, the metered parking lots. And Wallace and Rosemary Columbia Lot, sometimes we call it Lot 2,
mm-hmm.
All day, except for Wallace and Rosemary Columbia Lot at 5 p.m. start charging their normal rates.
Yep.
But in this month, this year, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve fall on Saturdays.
Yes.
And they're both all free public parking those
Very
days
nice.
Downtown.
Will there be places open on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yeah.
For the last possible minute shoppers
Better believe
like me?
It.
Yeah.
Like most of us?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then for
I used to do all of my last minute shopping on December 23rd until I realized, wait, the mall is open on the 24th as well. This is a whole new world.
Well, and thankfully, you know, when you head downtown, you can get some free parking.
There you go. Perfect.
So again, that all the parking information for downtown year-round is on parkonthehill.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that information is there. So we also are kicking off on Friday our annual holiday window contest with businesses downtown. So far, we have 10 signed up.
Nice.
And so a variety of businesses decorate in the holiday spirit, and then everyone can vote for their favorite.
Ooh.
That's right. And
so do you happen to have the list of the 10 right now?
I don't. I should have asked before.
Is it on the website? Can you find
yet.
It there?
Not
okay,
yet.
But it
It'll
will be.
Up on Friday.
All right.
Yep, and then you can start voting online, and so that's a lot of fun because some of the businesses really go all out and really get into it, and
yeah.
It just adds to, you know, the kind of festive holiday feeling
It
downtown.
Really does. Like, one of the most fun things about going to any downtown, really,
yeah.
during the holiday season is all the cool decorations and the lights and the trees
lights.
And the wreaths and everything, and the more you can get businesses into it, the better.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've also got the holiday parade coming up, which is a local institution on Saturday, December 10th,
yes.
starting at 10 a.m. The parade comes out of Moorhead Planetarium, heads west down Franklin, all the way down Main Street in Carrboro, and ends at Town Hall in Carrboro, which is a great community celebration all throughout our downtowns.
I'm really looking forward to this. We've been able to do a WCHL for the last couple of years to march into that, and it is so much
yeah.
fun. And it's a really diverse parade
mm-hmm.
too, not just in terms of who's actually parading, but also in terms of the spectators on the streets. Like, you can walk down Franklin Street and it's this kind of wider road with a whole bunch of people, and then there's a little bit of a lull period, and then
uh-huh.
it gets exciting again, and
uh-huh.
then there's a lull, and then it gets exciting again. And you go down Main Street in Carrboro, that's a narrow road,
uh-huh.
so you're like right on top of everyone,
yeah.
and it's all just a whole different vibe once you get
it
into
is.
Carrboro.
It
so
is, yeah, it's a
it's
lot
super
of fun.
Fun yeah.
It's great. There's not a bad viewing spot anywhere
Absolutely.
On Franklin Street, so it's
yep.
really wonderful. And when you're downtown and after the parade is over, then stay downtown, do some shopping,
mm-hmm.
do some, you know, have lunch. Parking's free.
Yes, absolutely. So speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, again, so much going on
mm-hmm.
downtown. What is your favorite holiday thing to do?
I enjoy going to the Carolina Inn and looking
okay.
at the decorations.
Oh, the 12 Days of Christmas stuff, yes.
That's right, the 12 Days of Christmas in decorative form throughout the inn. And they have a ton of great events, you
yeah.
know, breakfast and brunch with Santa, horse-drawn carriage rides, make your own gingerbread house. But just you can just walk into the inn and walk around. I mean, the decorations are wonderful. And then I would also say another favorite event is Night Lights, which is the event that we partnered with Moorhead Planetarium and Kidzoo Children's Museum. And it's going into its fourth or fifth year now.
Awesome.
On New Year's Eve for kids and families with young kids to come out from 2 to 6 in the afternoon do not have to stay up or even attempt to stay up till midnight.
Nice.
And see a star show, a countdown, do all sorts of star-related New Year's activities at the planetarium. So that's a lot of fun, too.
Real cool. So we're getting into the holiday season, but again, we've already gotten into the holiday season. Today is Giving Tuesday, what can people do to give locally downtown?
Well, there are a lot of great nonprofits throughout our community. I would say that Community Empowerment Fund, Interfaith Council for Social Services, the Women's Center, those are Compass Center, I know are all very active in their holiday campaigns right now. So we just, you know, we are a community that values supporting each other. And we don't need one day of the year to be reminded of that. But it is Giving Tuesday, which is a national celebration of giving. And I think giving locally is really important. Shopping locally is important.
Yep.
Giving locally is important.
And I've really been harping for the last, like, 6 months on this idea of, like, no individual person is going to completely transform or change the world, but we can all do our part to make the world a slightly better place. Like, the slightly better place is the line that I've been coming back to, and that has so much to do with getting out into your community and making it better. So the more that we can do to support local businesses, support local nonprofits, support people in our community, that added up together makes that's what changes the world.
So. My heart just sizes, Aaron.
Your heart was already... You were not the Grinch to begin with.
I thoroughly agree with everything you're saying.
We're speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and you got a long list. What else is going on?
I think the Nutcracker by the Carolina Ballet at Carolina Performing Arts is... And I think they're doing a deal right now on tickets. Get online. Check it out. That is an absolute favorite in the community. Second Friday Art Walk on Friday, December 9th. Most of the venues, we have up to 18 venues that participate, and it is such a good opportunity to do some gift shopping.
In
all of them. And then Preservation Chapel Hill has their Holiday House Tour, which is also very popular. They're doing something a little different this year. It's a candlelight tour of four houses in the East Franklin Rosemary Historic District, and there's like wine and hors d'oeuvres at each of them. Then you end up at the Horace Williams House, where there's a dessert and coffee hour, so you can talk about all the wonderful things you saw in the houses.
When is that? What day?
That is Friday, December 9th. It's starting at 6 p.m.
Okay, very cool.
And then I would say another favorite is the Longest Night, A Winter's Tale show at Moorhead Planetarium. So they partnered with Paper Hand Puppet Intervention a few years ago to create a show, and it's done in the Full Dome Theater, which is really fantastic, and explores the concept that winter is a time for the earth to rest and waiting for new growth in the spring.
Oh, awesome.
Perfect time of year to think about that.
That's great. Like sort of the really global hibernation kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
We need that after this year.
Yep. That's right. We all need to hibernate.
Oh, good Lord.
For a little while.
Yeah. That's really cool. So every single one of these things is on the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership website, which again is...
DowntownChapelHill.com.
So go there and check out the entire calendar of events. Again, there's so much to do. This really is one of the best times of year to be in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and get out and enjoy downtown. It's so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to all of that. When is the Carolina Performing Arts, the Nutcracker?
The Nutcracker, December 3rd, December 4th.
December 3rd and 4th. You know, I've never seen the Nutcracker
ever
in any form or format, not live, not televised, not anything. That's the one holiday tradition that I've managed to miss in 29 years of being on this earth.
What are you doing this weekend?
Possibly going to see the Nutcracker. We'll see. All right. DowntownChapelHill.com. Check it out. So much to do in our community. And don't forget, free parking on Saturdays downtown during the day until 5. And the metered spaces all night.
And the off-street metered spots. It's just the Wallace parking deck and the what we call Lot 2 or the Rosemary Columbia lot. Those at 5 start.
And Sunday, free parking all day. Every Sunday all year long.
That is right.
That's still applicable. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.